I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to yet another edition of Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown. We've got the coach with us once again, Lindsay Parry. Lindsay, how's it?
Yeah, very good. Brad, how are things in Kaapstad?
Yeah, it's very good. I spent a week up in Joburg, which is quite funny because the last podcast and video we did was about altitude training. And does it really make a difference? Let me tell you something. If you're training down in Cape Town or at the coast and you head up to Joburg, there is a serious lack of oxygen. So you guys up north definitely have a major advantage over us who live at the sea, but at least we don't have to chew our air before we breathe it. That's I guess, is a big plus. Today's question, we're going to be talking comrades. And it's about what to do for the rest of the year if you want to run comrades next year. Obviously, we're halfway through the year now, and there's a lot you can do now in preparation for comrades 2019. But before we do that, a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of Run. It is brought to you by simply.co.za. These days, no one has any spare time, and none of us really want to think about life insurance. That's why at Simply, they make it quick and easy to sign up and make sure your people are covered. Simply gives you great value combos of life, disability, and family funeral cover for you, your domestic worker, or your business employees. Get cover in a matter of minutes online. No blood work or medicals, instant cover, and the best part, it's all online. Choose which benefits you want and what you can afford, and it's backed by a trusted insurer. All you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/simply. That's S-I-M-P-L-Y to find out more. Simply looking after your people. Simply is a financial services provider. Number 47146. Terms and conditions apply. And the policies are underwritten by Old Mutual Alternative Risk Transfer Limited. Lindsay, what does someone need to do if they're planning on running Comrades 2019, if they ran in 2018, or if they didn't? What do they need to do now between now and the end of the year to make sure that they set themselves up for success in 2019?
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the two different types there. So obviously we've got runners, regular athletes, people that go back to Comrades year after year. And then we've got people who watched Comrades this year and are inspired to start training. And that group is probably split into two, which are to say that they're runners, but they just haven't run ultras, and those that actually haven't run for years and years. So if you've run Comrades, you should be coming to the end of your kind of hibernation or rest period. You should be starting to feel really recovered. And if you haven't started running yet, you're probably starting to feel a bit itchy for exercise. It's slowly starting to get a bit warmer. So the aim will be to get going. Take 2 to 3 weeks to build up slowly. So don't get straight into very heavy training. And then I would spend pretty much now until September laying a foundation for some proper training in the last 3 months of the year. But while you're laying that foundation, you can actually work on your 10, 15, 20, 21K times, because if you get faster on that end, it'll have a knock-on effect into the longer stuff. And then that gives you 10 to 12 weeks to train really hard for a 30K or 42K race, or perhaps another half marathon, just to really get a great PB in there. If you are aspiring to run Comrades and you are a regular runner, I would follow a fairly similar progress. But if you haven't run a marathon before, so you've always run but not run a marathon, then that's what I'd work towards. I'd work towards running your first marathon, not putting too much pressure on yourself from a time perspective. You just want to get out there and do a marathon, experience what it's like to train for and run something of that magnitude. And then that'll set you up for next year. Of course, if you've never run before and you're doing this as a project, then you want to be getting into the habit, building up slowly, getting yourself consistent, running, perhaps a little bit of strength training, but it's really all about learning to run and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And don't forget, if you are looking for a training program, whether it be Comrades or if you're planning a 10, a fast 10, a 21 or a half marathon or a full marathon, all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/programs. You can grab one there as well. And if you have a question for the coach, all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/join. We're back again in just a couple of days. A massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of Run. It is brought to you by Simply. Just head over to coachparry.com/simply. That's S-I-M-P-L-Y. To check out some of the great deals that they've got for you right now. It is so simple in today's day and age to get life as well as funeral cover. Just go check them out, okay? That's coachparry.com/simply. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.